Moving into the month of April, several pieces of legislation on the table in the Senate, including one that's simply called the Bingo Bill.
Yes, Senate Bill 697, we were able to perfect this week and send it over to the House. Basically, with bingo, if you have an American Legion or Elks or Eagles Lodge, many of them have bingo games. However, in a state statute, it says you have to be a member of that organization for at least 2 years before you're able to help with those bingo games. Now, many of those fraternal organizations operate those bingo games as fundraisers so they can help out their local community. What Senate Bill 697 and the corresponding resolution would do is to send to the voters is basically allow someone that has been a member of one of those organizations for 6 months to be able to volunteer and help with bingo games.
Another bill, that's in this case a resolution, getting preliminary approval in the Senate. Kind of two-sided, as it were. It deals with, in one point, with term limits, and the other point with lobbyist gifts.
Yes, Senate Joint Resolution 27, filed by Senator Holzman, was perfected this week. It basically reforms the current term limits and also places a lobbyist gift ban on elected officials. So currently, we have a term limit of 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. This would allow for 16 years total that you could serve in either body. It would also place a lobbyist gift ban on elected officials. So lobbyists would not be able to buy gifts for elected officials. One additional thing that it would do is impose further limitations on the amount of time that a person may serve as Speaker of the House or President Pro Tem of the Senate to 4 years. Currently, someone can serve as Speaker of the House or President Pro Tem for 8 years total in either one. This would put a limit of 4 years.
Another aspect of this is that it would be on a ballot.
Yes, Senate Joint Resolution 27 would allow voters to decide if they wanted to reform term limits as well as place limits on lobbyist gifts.
Also this week, another bill we hear pretty much every year and have for several years, and that is regarding motorcycle helmets.
Yes, Senate Bill 556 by Senator Brown talks about helmets for motorcycles. This is a bill that I've supported in the past. It would eliminate the requirement under certain conditions for having to wear a helmet. If you are under the age of 18, it would still require a helmet if you were riding a motorcycle. It would also require, if you are 18 or older and operate a motorcycle without a helmet, that you would have to have medical payment insurance coverage of at least $1 million. I believe this is a bill about liberty and freedom. I do not personally ride a motorcycle. However, if I did, I would always wear a helmet, and I think safety should come first. But I also think that a motorcycle rider should have the option to choose if they want to use a helmet or not.